The incident that led to the death of Daniel Prude took place 1 year ago this week. WXXI's April Franklin spoke with Joe Prude about what his family has experienced since his brother's death.
Joe Prude describes his younger brother as a fun person to be around. He says that Daniel was a jokester who was also very competitive.
I was the only one that really knew how to play basketball in the family. And he used to try his best to try to beat me.
Did he ever get a chance to beat you?
Nope.
This week marks 1 year since the encounter with Rochester police that resulted in Daniel Prude's suffocation and ultimate death. Prude was in Rochester visiting his older brother, Joe, who didn't learn the details of Daniel's death until months later. Joe Prude describes the past year as a nonstop whirlwind. He says his family is still grieving and says that the grand jury decision not to indict the officers who were involved has created a lot of tension.
This dilemma is study causing more havoc and more pain on my family. Myself, because he was over here with me.
The five children of Daniel Prude have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Rochester. Prude says his family continues to rely on him to speak out, and he plans to continue to fight against injustices to keep his brother's name alive.
I know don't nobody else want to see no family member go through this. You know, I wish this on nobody.
April Franklin, WXXI News.